And then the smoke, is that a concern at this time of year?
It hasn't been too thick lately, which has been good. It's certainly a concern that we're keeping an eye on, but at this point in time, we think we're okay. It was obviously a lot thicker a few weeks ago, but that was before Verrazon, so before the grapes started to soften and change colour, so it's after Verrazon that it can become an issue. But at the moment, it's been, while there's been smoke around, it hasn't been too bad, so we've just got our fingers crossed for the time being.
So it's just a few weeks before the pickers come in. What could possibly go wrong?
Unfortunately, lots. So we want it to stay dry, and we would like the bushfires not to cause us too many problems from here on in.
What about taxation of wine? We've got a Senate report out, and it's recommending an end to a tax which provides a particular advantage to wineries like yours here at Homeoke.
Yep, absolutely. So the wine equalisation tax, it's a 29% rebate that we get on all of our sales. So it is quite a big tax advantage for us. And it's certainly in Tasmania been used to what it was recommended for, which was to help rural and regional areas throughout Australia. So in Tasmania, the rebate that we get is used to help us to expand our business and to grow our business. It hasn't had any detrimental effect on the industry down here at all. And so it's certainly been very advantageous to us, and we certainly wouldn't be in the position that we are now without having the tax rebate.
Has it done its job? Is it time to phase it out?
I don't think it's time to phase it out. I think the wine industry has got a long way to go. Certainly in rural and regional areas throughout mainland Australia, it has perhaps not been used in the way that it was anticipated. But I think there's more and more smaller producers sort of starting to enter the industry, or winemakers starting their own labels, and the wine equalisation tax rebate will also be advantageous to those people. And as sort of Australia is trying to reposition itself as a premium wine producer rather than the sunshine in a bottle kind of wine producer, it will help those new brands coming into the market, both in Tasmania and throughout Australia, to be able to really establish themselves as successful producers.
Rebecca, you say, though, it may not have been used as it was intended. What do you mean by that?
The issue in some parts of Australia is that there are oversupply of grapes, and that growers aren't able to sell their grapes, essentially. So they will have their grapes made into wine and sell it at a lower cost in order to access the wine equalisation tax rebate. So the rebate essentially becomes their profit, which is, in some cases in warmer inland areas, is preventing the price of grapes to increase to a sort of a more sustainable level.
So what's the solution that's fair to all?
Unfortunately, the wine industry operates in almost two different worlds. There are obviously the larger sort of high volume commodity kind of markets, and then there are people like us who are definitely sort of working in that niche market. So it's very difficult to come up with a solution that everybody is happy with, and that's why this issue has been going on for so long. I don't know what the answer is, unfortunately.
Well, how much could you afford to give away of the wine equalisation tax rebate? All, none, or some?
I mean, we certainly couldn't have done anything like we have done without it up until this point. We always are mindful of the fact that we may not have a rebate in the future, so we're trying to structure our business with that in mind. Certainly when we're looking at any of our budgeting and costings and also gross profits, we factor in the fact that we might not have a rebate in the future. So, I mean, there are producers that will survive without the rebate, but there's certainly producers that won't. So as an industry as a whole, particularly at the sort of boutique niche end of the industry, I don't think that, you know, everyone would survive without it.